From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A 22-year-old Iranian protester has died in custody, according to two Iranian lawmakers. This is intensifying fears of a repeat of the prisoner abuse that followed similar 2009 protests. The details of the incident were not immediately clear, but it's thought to be the first death of a protester in custody as a result of the current wave of protests that have swept the country. Iranian authorities have arrested more than 1,000 people in response to the demonstrations, which broke out nearly 2 weeks ago. At least 21 people have been killed in the unrest. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Monday all officials can be criticized, and protesters in Iran are upset about more than economic issues. He called for the lifting of bans on social media. Authorities lifted the Instagram ban on Sunday, but Telegram remains blocked. An Iranian oil tanker that caught fire after it collided with a Chinese cargo ship Saturday off China's east coast is at risk of exploding and sinking, according to Chinese state media. The tanker's crew of 30 Iranians and two Bangladeshis has been missing since the collision late Saturday. As many as 64 migrants are feared dead when rescuers found an overcrowded traffickers boat sinking off the coast of Libya, officials said Monday. The Italian Coast Guard rescued 86 of the nearly 150 people traveling on the boat through the Mediterranean on Saturday. 8 bodies, all of women, have been recovered thus far. This is VOA News. There have been diverse reactions in Cameroon after the arrests in Nigeria of 9 separatist leaders who declared the independence of the English-speaking regions of the Central African state and gave it the name Ambazonia. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from southwestern Cameroon.
The unrest in Cameroon began in November when English-speaking teachers and lawyers in the northwest and southwest regions, frustrated with having to work in French, took to the streets, calling for reforms and greater autonomy. In October, secessionist groups declared the independence of Ambazonia and armed conflict erupted, prompting a crackdown by the military. The UN has said the violence pushed at least 7,500 English-speaking Cameroonians to flee to Nigeria. Last month, Cameroon's Defense Minister, Joseph Beti Asomu, visited deserted towns in the border regions and called on the population that fled to return.
And I want them to come back to their villages and retake their activities, their normal activities, since security has already been reestablished in all these villages.
Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Boya, Cameroon.
The U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will travel to Jordan, Egypt, and Israel on behalf of President Trump later this month. In a statement from the Vice President's office on Monday, the Vice President is traveling to the Middle East to reaffirm our commitment to work with the United States allies in the region to defeat radicalism that threatens future generations. The Vice President is looking forward to meeting with the leaders of Egypt, Jordan, and Israel to discuss ways to work together to fight terrorism and improve our national security. The visit is now scheduled for January 19th through the 23rd. The U.S. government will suspend the protection extended to about 262,000 citizens of El Salvador who have lived in the United States for nearly 2 decades. Temporary protected status, which shielded hundreds of thousands of citizens from the Central American country from deportation following devastating earthquakes in 2001, will end on September 9, 2019. On that day, those who have lived and worked legally for nearly 2 decades will revert to the immigration status they had before they received TPS, if it is still valid. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.